Community interest groups have been happy to hear of the recent arrest of a people smuggler plying his trade across the porous Vietnamese and Chinese border. Vietnamese police arrested the man who allegedly traffics 23 women after authorities received a tip-off from a teenager who escaped the illegal trade. But rather than a flow of Chinese workers cashing in on the booming Vietnamese economy, the human traffic flow has now swung back across the border into China. Nam Nguyen is a counter-trafficking official for the International Organization for Migration in Hanoi.
Mainly the issues arise more than 10 years ago when Vietnam and China have opened its border and the trade in that area was booming. And along with the trade, so a lot of flow of people coming there for business as well as for job.
In this case, as well as an ever-increasing number of cases, people smuggling in the Mekong region involves young women and children tricked into employment prospects across a border. The accused man allegedly befriended the women through internet chat rooms, then enticed them to travel to North Vietnamese border areas from where they were forcibly sent to China. World Vision's Asia-Pacific Advocacy Director Lawrence Gray says most Vietnamese women and children who fall victim to trafficking are sent to neighbouring China or Cambodia for arranged marriages or prostitution.
You're probably familiar with the one-child policy that China has pursued for some time. Well, one of the outcomes of that is a demographic disparity between men and women, and you find that in other countries as well. There is also then a desire and a demand for women to then be available for young men as they become interested in marriage as well. That's also a driver.
The six countries of the Mekong region, being China, Cambodia, Laos, Burma, Thailand and Vietnam, are now armed with an agreement to work together to stem the tide.
It's very exciting because it's an agreement between countries of the Mekong sub-region to cooperate on matters with regard to trafficking, regard to the cross-border issues, which would be to do with both prevention, protection, repatriation concern, and also prosecutions. This is unique internationally in that there are cross-border agreements and countries themselves hold each other to account.
Counter-trafficking official Nam Nguyen says the arrest is a win for the Vietnamese and Chinese cross-border police.
Between the Ministry of Public Security of China and the counterpart in Vietnam, they have also their own agreement on the cooperation to fight crimes in general, which focus on the trafficking in women and children.
Alan Dow is with the International Labour Organization's Mekong Project to combat trafficking in children and women.
What we are seeing is that with globalization and the increasing movements of people who are moving for a variety of reasons, it may be that they see the images of life in urban areas, it seems that the streets are paved with gold, and so there's an increase in movement. And therefore, we are seeing the fallout from that, which is an increase in number of people who end up in shelters. Often they were voluntary migrants who were tricked or deceived or coerced along the way and ended up in exploitative situations of slave labor or sexual exploitation.
Vietnamese police and border guard figures report that 323 human trafficking cases were discovered in Vietnam in 2007, an increase of more than 40% on the previous year. So while authorities on all sides of all borders are doing all they can to police the situation, community interest groups are working at the grassroots level, educating migrant workers on the tricks employed by people smugglers.
I think what we need to do is we need to focus more on prevention before they leave home and when they arrive at their destinations in the big cities to help keep them safe. If we can help keep migrants safer, I think what we will be pretty certain that we'll see is a decline in the number of people available